Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. We're excited to be here, hour two, and talk to you about all the most interesting things that are going on with the law and how they apply to you. Today, again, I will have to repeat myself from the first hour. Today it is an important day for those of you because it is, I'm going to call them the lucky listeners because it's pre-Thanksgiving legal prep day. And again, it's pre-Thanksgiving legal prep day because this is a day of reckoning for you. It's really preparing you for the ultimate test of when the in-laws come over and start talking to you about topics, politics, etc. And you're going to be ready. Your hands are going to be ready. Your brain's ready because you've been listening to Radio Law Talk so long to thwart, and I repeat the word thwart, that they say that your in-laws are going to use against you. You know, Charlie, they say, and you're going to come right back at them and say, tell me what they say, because let me tell you what Radio Law Talk says.
Absolutely. There was an episode of Friends where Joey went and got an encyclopedia. He got the letter V, and he studied up on it, and he was an expert on any topic that started with the letter V and stuff. Well, this is your equivalent of that. You're an expert on things that we have covered, and you will be able to expound upon your knowledge around the dinner table.
That's the only place, because you have to seek legal counsel other than that, because we're talking about general topics of law. Remember, do not use us in a court of law, though maybe some judges listen to us anyway.
And we're also talking about allegations for most of the time.
That's exactly. This is, I mean, look, there's always two sides of the story. So we lay out allegations. And speaking of allegations, I want to bring this up to be fair. I try to be fair. We have in the past brought up the issue of DeMarcus Cousins, the basketball player for the Lakers, had said something over the phone, and he was supposedly going to be prosecuted for third-degree harassment.
That's right.
And it has been dropped. So he is not being prosecutor for that. There is no case against him, so DeMarcus Cousins is clear.
I didn't hear that. Oh,
yes, just came
news.
Out today.
Oh, right.
Today.
Yes, but I also read.
I don't want to hear about your butt, but go ahead.
He's
and tell me what
no.
Else
he's yeah. Well, that's not a very good topic. So there is nothing that is going to happen to him. Oh, brother.
Can you get through a topic?
How, you know, those are bad Denise jokes. She's encroaching on my territory.
She's laughing so hard.
It remains to be seen whether the NBA will take any action against DeMarcus Cousins, like what happened with Ezekiel Elliott and other folks in the NFL. So.
Yeah, let's not start talking about the Browns thing.
No.
I'm going to go off. I'm going to go off on that one. And I know this is all about legal issues, and I don't want to talk about that one. Okay, so look. Be prepared to meet with your in-laws and be prepared to talk about the topics of the day because we have given you ammunition.
This is like show prep for Thanksgiving dinner, if you think about it.
It is. 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Again, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. And Denise always has the actual number. What's the number?
855-529-7234.
And if you're listening to us not live, we do have podcasts, and it's info@RadioLawTalk.com. You can email us the things you want to talk about.
And that's important because, look, if you want to do more research than just the 3 hours you got here on a Saturday, you can do research the rest of the day. You can do it tomorrow. You can pop that podcast off and listen Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so you are ready for Thursday.
And you can search topics.
Absolutely.
And it'll find that topic when we talked about it.
And you can send ideas to Cal, our producer, for case or no case as well.
All at info@RadioLawTalk.com. Hey, I would love that.
You think we've got we've plugged us enough? Is there anything else we want to plug about us?
Well, you can also send topics that you would like us maybe to cover, not necessarily in case or no case, but if there's something that is interesting, we'll go ahead and take a look at that, too.
And if we use your case or no case, we will send you a special award.
Oh, I'll send you a T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a major award for G-Lay.
A major award. It's a major award.
Okay.
No Emmy, though.
Kudos if you know that reference.
Oh.
Only I didn't say fudge.
Case or no case? Roll it, Cal.
Here we go. Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Jerry Lee Lewis, the legendary rock and roller. We all know Jerry Lee Lewis, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Well, he has a daughter, Phoebe Lewis Lofton, born to Lewis and his ex-wife, the name Myra Gale Brown. Lewis Lofton has been in charge of Daddy's finances since 2002, keeping all his earnings and putting them in her personal bank account. In 2010, Lewis Lofton, the daughter, hired Judith Brown to be her father's caretaker. Well, you know what happened with Jerry Lee Lewis. He started becoming romantically involved with the caretaker and married her, his seventh wife.
Whoa.
Seventh wife.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it wasn't his cousin this time.
No, yeah. And she wasn't 13.
I didn't know about that one either.
Right after the marriage, Lewis told his daughter he didn't want her to run his career or his finances anymore, and revoked her power of attorney. And what's more, he alleged his own daughter was stealing from him all along. So he sought counsel. And so I ask you, Fred Penny, case or no case, my friend?
Okay, the answer is yes, it's a case, and he wins because of the following reasons. I'm going to assume that he's still in his right mind. Only thing she could argue is she has the power of attorney, and he wasn't basically in his right mind and could not take care of himself nor make proper decisions. That's the only thing she'd be able to prove, that if she could prove that, then she can argue she has the power of attorney. And then she could also argue what's really something that people got to really be careful of, especially in California, is elder abuse. And I say especially in California because the laws are really strict against elder abuse, because as people get older, they're like, they have their faculties together, but if they're older, it's still, there's issues there.
They're treble damages.
That's exactly right.
As well. So when you have an elder abuse case and it's financial abuse, you're looking at treble damages.
So this
that means three times the amount.
Yes, and so what this could be is this Judith Brown that is the caretaker that became the wife. You can argue that, but now that she's married to him, I don't think you can argue. It'll be difficult to argue whether or not there are issues with elder abuse here. So I'm going to say Jerry Lee Lewis's new wife wins the case, and she wins the case, and Phoebe Lewis Lofton loses.
Mr. Kunin, what say you, case or no case?
You know what? If you name your child Phoebe, which is spelled with a P, right, Lewis Lofton, so their initials are PLL, you can expect that they're going to be a pill. That's just, you're just calling it out, okay? It's just, you expect it. But yeah, there's a lot of concerns all the way around here, because if the caretaker ended up marrying her and then put stuff in the name, there's the idea about whether or not she exercised undue influence. And if you've already got the power of attorney given to the daughter, there's already a question about the person's sanity and ability to think through things to begin with.
Is there a gold digging statute?
Well, it's not necessarily.
It could be breach of fiduciary duty.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's in California. We don't know what state this is in, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm gonna say it's a case, and I am going to say that in a weird twist, the new spouse ends up facing some sort of legal scrutiny because of everything that went on, and anything that was transferred and put her name gets reversed under the elder abuse theory.
Okay, and I'm going to say this. We don't know whether or not there's a conservatorship. We know there's a power of attorney. Power of attorney was taken away or canceled, and that was by Jerry Lee Lewis himself, and he's the one that's seeking the attorney. So is he seeking an attorney to sue his daughter? Is he seeking an attorney to get an annulment or a divorce? Is he seeking an attorney for probate or trust issues? There, all of this is, you know, arises out of this fact pattern. So I really feel like I should wait to tell you what I think and get another few minutes to think about it.
No, give it to us. You got 30 seconds. Tell us, 30 seconds.
I think you need to stay tuned.
Oh.
Nice tease. Now that's a tease.
That's a tease. Okay, we're going to come back with the case or no case with Jerry Lee Lewis. Cal, she's going to cheat on us. All right, we'll be back.
Now, thanks for what Jerry Lee Lewis said. We'll be right back. Hold on. With the answer to case or no case, don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to quit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're talking about Jerry Lee Lewis case. The yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Great balls of fire.
Yeah. There's Jerry. Jerry Lee Lewis was... there's a case, apparently, according to Cal, where Jerry Lee Lewis... is on his supposedly 7th, 8th, 9th, 40th, I don't know what marriage he's on.
Just a 7th.
7th to Judith Brown.
Yeah, 7 times a charm.
Phoebe Lewis is his daughter that has power of attorney, and he revokes it and now puts Judith in charge. Now that he's married to her, the question is that the case? And if it is the case, does Judith Brown have the right to oversee his finances, or is Phoebe out? And I said it's a case, and Phoebe's out. And Todd said it's a case, and
I said it's a case, and it leads to scrutiny of the new wife.
Okay, and then Denise did a filibuster.
Yeah, I was looking at it in terms of what attorney would he seek. What kind of counsel was he looking for? And it could have been a change in his will. It could have been a change in the trust, right? It could have been just a mere probate attorney. It could also have been an attorney that was going to sue his daughter to get his money back. This is what I think. I think it's a scenario, but I'm not sure it's a case. Because I would have heard about it, and I don't remember hearing about it.
Good thinking, Denise.
Well, goodness gracious, Denise.
So I'm going to say,
cases of fire.
Play me some Chantilly Lace.
That was what he just played.
That's Big Bop. I played a whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to say it is a scenario, but not a case.
All right, Cal.
Well, that's interesting that you would say that, isn't it? Because those of you who say this was a case, may I see,
show of hands,
that would be Fred and Todd.
Yeah!
Congratulations to you.
Fred finally gets one. Fred gets a point.
But he's been plagued throughout his life with family troubles. And, Todd, here's what's interesting about your scenario. He found out about all of this in 2012 and did not sue until 2017. So all of the financial stuff was dismissed as being beyond the statute of limitations.
So
the only part of his lawsuit that stuck was slander through Facebook posts in 2016. So he filed a case. It was thrown out because of statute of limitations on that.
Okay, so the answer is he sued the daughter that said she took a bunch of his money, and that was thrown out, so it was a case.
Correct.
And I said that he wins, so that's why I lose that issue.
Yeah.
So who won in this?
Todd and I got one point.
I don't know that anybody won. Todd and Fred will get
got
a point.
One point.
Yeah.
And Denise,
okay.
Nobody else. That's it.
Next time, it's ironic we were talking about speed, because next hour on Case or No Case, speed kills James Dean. Talk about that. That concludes Case or No Case. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening.
Speaking of speed, I saw some pictures. Now, look, a lot of times we don't like to give people kudos, and I'm not giving kudos. We don't like to give them publicity because Radio Law Talk is so popular. But you know what? I'm going to give publicity to Alki David. His name is Alki David, and I had to follow him. I looked at his Instagram. I didn't follow him, but I listened to what he does and what he's done. He is a British/Greek billionaire heir of the Coca-Cola bottling fortune. So, you know, don't forget there's bottling. I don't know to what detail. And then he also has three companies that do films, and somehow he's involved in
production
media
companies.
He's got a media company, one called Alki David Productions, Film On, and Hologram USA. These are his companies. So he's kind of an interesting fella. I'm just going to say it that way. And all these are allegations. Again, they're allegations. But he's apparently considers himself of some type of a opposition to the Me Too movement is what he's kind of trying to become, according to some articles. Now, I'm not saying that he's doing that. These are the allegations. Now, here's the interesting thing. He's been sued multiple times, I believe about 7 times, for sexual harassment. He's been sued by all 4 TV networks, by the way. But one of the sexual harassment claims, he lost recently, and he has to pay $11.1 million. And that's interesting because what he does is he goes in there and he self-represents himself. He's self-representing himself now, and finally the judge is tired of him saying, you're not going to do that anymore because you act out. And he'll yell and he'll scream and he'll go go charging out.
And the judge had, this is very, very rare, the judge actually had to strike parts of his opening argument. When, you know, he's opening, he's saying what he's going to lay out in terms of evidence and all of that. And the judge actually strikes parts of it.
Right.
And this is like, for me, he must have said something very, very, very bad for that to be stricken.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is that after it was stricken, what really set the judge off was that he went on Instagram and then bragged about the things that were stricken. So if anybody wanted to go, they could get to his Instagram account and find out what was stricken, which is it's difficult because despite a judge's admonition to a jury or anybody else, do not use the internet, guess what the jury's probably going to do? Use the internet. It's just going to happen.
Well, here's some interesting things that happen. So here's another thing that happens. There's just one lady that is an attorney that represents a lot of women that have been sexually, allegedly sexually harassed. And he calls her out on the Instagram. He'll talk to her on Instagram. There's one post I looked at. He goes, and whatever her name is, I'm not even going to put her name out. He calls this lawyer by name and says, I'm going in this office now, and this is a certified polygraph company. He takes the polygraph, shows he's not lying, and he's talking to the attorney, the opposing attorney, the whole time pretty much on this Instagram. He is a very interesting fella. He's flying all over the country. He's got billions, not millions, billions with a B.
And the judge really got upset with him because of the facial expressions that he was making while somebody else was testifying, and that's what set them off. This is interesting.
Yeah, we're going to.
He's been sanctioned twice already, too. That's important.
I want to talk a little more about this when we come back from the break, because this guy, we'll talk about his sanctions, the facial expressions, and now the judge saying, you don't have a right to be your own attorney. I'm not going to put up with you. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay there. There's much more coming right up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again expressing confidence that the House won't vote to impeach him. He said he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. He spoke about the impeachment investigation on Fox and Friends.
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats, who just wrapped up public hearings, say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, and his son.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Then later, the president lashed out at U.S. Embassy official in Ukraine, David Holmes. He accused him of lying during his testimony in front of the House Intelligence Committee about the president's July phone call with Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So we're talking about this billionaire's cases that are going against him in Los Angeles. He's already lost two of them. Racked up $9,500 in sanctions. That's what we were talking about. And has been was banned from the courtroom for disruptive behavior at one time. He's got
24,000 in accumulated sanctions. So he's being sanctioned right and left, and for discovery abuse, and also other types of sanctions. I think for being disruptive.
How much is $24,000 compared to a billion?
I think that's the interest in about 3 seconds.
That would be the equivalent of me with say $100 bill in my pocket losing what 2 pennies. Out of that, it's you know, for this guy, at this point, it almost feels to me like he's using this is like the greatest stunt in the world to see how much he can drive up his following on Instagram. He's got 120,000 some odd followers, and he seems to be, when you look at the videos that he's got, following the same pattern that other influencers have. Before we get away from this, I know we keep want to talk about what we're doing, but I did want to talk about, can the court disallow him from representing himself?
That's exactly what's at issue here. And can the court remove him from the courtroom when it's his trial? And right. It's about him. He's defendant.
Well, they have to follow certain rules within the courtroom, and if they don't follow them, you can kick them out. And maybe you put them in a hermetically sealed room or something. But I want to tell you a couple of things. This is him storming out on Friday. Storming out of the courtroom because she said on his facial expressions, you're not supposed to do that when a jury's listening. You can't make these facial expressions, according to a lot of judges.
Like rolling your eyes and going, whatever.
Or being overly supportive of a witness, too. You're supposed to.
He runs out screaming, I'm sorry my facial expressions are causing such drama. And then he goes out and is still yelling as he goes out into the out in the hallway where the jurors are.
But he's not, sir. Sorry, running out causes any drama.
No, but here's the other thing is there's already been a few jurors that said the way he's acting, I cannot be neutral in this, and they've stepped out. Because they say, look, because you're supposed to be impartial. They go, look, what I'm seeing, I can't be impartial. In other words, I'm gonna hammer him just because of the way he acts.
And what's at stake here is a lot, because not just him, he's not the only defendant. His companies is also a defendant. So here you've got two lawyers that are representing his company that used to represent him. He fired them as his own personal attorney, but they're still in the room defending his companies. So they have, by nature, to kind of defend him too.
Well, he might have stockholders too. I don't know. The company might be other stockholders that own the company with him.
No, this is a sexual harassment.
I know that, but I'm saying the company's being sued also. And I'm saying is his, quote, company may also have some stockholders that own part of it. So you're saying
that lawyers are representing the company and stockholders.
Well, yeah, like Weinstein's lawyers, in effect, because they're right, in a sense. Yeah.
Good talk.
Well, so one of the things that I wanted to point out here, and I'm trying to see, in this case, is this a criminal case that he's facing or a civil case?
Civil.
It's a civil.
Because in a criminal case, the United States Supreme Court has said that a defendant has an absolute right to represent themselves. It comes from a case called Ferretta versus California. And the court does have to make an inquiry, but the inquiry doesn't go to your competence to represent yourself. The inquiry goes to your competence and ability to knowingly and intelligently waive the right to counsel. They need to make sure that you are of a sound mind when you waive the right to counsel. And then they're told if the judge finds that you can represent yourself because you seem to have the capacity to waive it, they're told you're not going to be given any breaks. You're not going to be given any special accommodations because you're not a lawyer. You're going up against a seasoned attorney who knows the law, and you'll be held to that standard. As a district attorney or a deputy district attorney, I did two cases. One case was a trial where the entire trial was done with an individual representing himself. And he was a 19, 20-year-old kid, and it was difficult. I'm actually put in the position of a prosecutor of making sure that I don't take undue advantage of his lack of knowledge of the law, because as the prosecutor, I want to protect the integrity of the conviction. I don't want somebody to be able to come back and appeal and say, well, yeah, that's because you asked questions in such a way that you knew you were taking advantage of his lack of knowledge and it had an undue influence on the jury. The second case that I had, where the guy represented himself, he fired his attorney. This was hilarious. He fired his attorney after the jury said they had a verdict, but before they came in to read the verdict. Because his attorney wouldn't make some argument that he wanted to make that was a constitutionalist type argument. That was hilarious. But, never a good idea if you represent yourself. You've heard the phrase, a person who represents themselves has a fool for a client? I agree with that 100%.
We're going to follow this.
He thinks he's done a better job representing himself because he had already lost two multi-million dollar verdicts this year while being represented by these lawyers that are representing his media companies, right? And so in another case, he then represented himself, and he got sanctioned the $9,500 on that case, and he got kicked out for disruptive behavior. But the result was a hung jury.
Exactly right.
So he feels like he's better at, representing himself than the attorneys that are representing his companies are.
He basically said, I hired the fire department. My building burned down. What do I need you for?
Right. I think he's burned in the building.
Yeah. But then he burns down his own building, but you got the point.
Well, we're going to follow this for a little while. I was thinking, man, we could probably have him on Radio Law Talk. I almost guarantee you, that guy would probably come on here because he likes the social media.
Bet he would.
But the problem is, I think Cal would have to hold the dump button the whole time.
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
I am unaware of any case that says you have a right to be self-represented in a civil case.
I don't
think there is that constitutional issue at least being raised. Maybe this is going to be the one that raises it.
I don't know what's going on, but it sounds like he's doing pretty good for himself, right? Even though he's a little bit going a little bit crazy over things. I don't know. Epstein. Well, we're going to talk about Epstein really quick. What? Okay. This is a very interesting case because I know you're tired of hearing about it, but they just... rumor has it, and I don't know if the latest is, because I didn't study this. I studied it like Wednesday, and I haven't looked at it. I was going to look at it this morning, but I know the two jailers are supposed to go up on federal charges for basically not having, quote, anything to do with the suicide, but not doing their job and falsifying records.
There you go.
Saying that, oh, no, we watched them and we were taking care of them the whole time, and they falsified prison records. That's the issue.
Yeah, they were supposed to be checking on him every half hour. And both guards were working overtime. And when they saw that he was dead, they put in their logs that allegedly, that they had been checking every half hour. And so his death had to occur within a half hour window when they were checking. And the allegation is that they actually went for a long, much longer than a half hour without checking on him and falsified the logs.
And supposedly the cameras were malfunctioning during that time, too.
To add to the conspiracy theory, their own union gives them a cover story. Well, we're overstaffed and they've been really tired.
Yeah.
And they were found asleep. How they got busted.
I mean, none of this makes them look like that they did anything proper in this that I've seen at all. No. We just didn't have enough guys on duty. I mean,
they're working overtime and they were exhausted.
And by the way, the warden of the prison has resigned due to the fact of this Epstein issue.
Uh-oh.
So he resigned in the wake of the big Epstein death. And so that's pending an investigation. What's going on? It's just too coincidental that this guy dies and oh my gosh, the cameras just broke. Again, it's all allegations. The cameras didn't work, and we did our normal half hour walkthrough.
Exactly, but there are records that show nobody entered his room.
So that's
what they're alleging as well. And the other part of this is
the cameras would show though.
Yes, I agree, but only part of the cameras were not working, the relevant part.
Yeah.
And the conspiracy theorists are out there. So let me get this straight. The guards were asleep. They weren't watching. The autopsy that came out, the official autopsy that said he died
by suicide.
By suicide is contradicted by subsequent tests that show that it's more consistent with homicide than suicide. The warden has stepped down and resigned. You look, folks.
The cameras don't work.
The cameras don't work. Yeah, there's just a lot here.
This does not pass the smell test.
No, it doesn't.
And the correctional officers are now facing charges of falsifying their records related to this. I mean, last year, or when this happened, what did we say on Radio Law Talk? We said, follow the money.
Follow the money.
Kyle?
Not follow the Thanksgiving turkey dinner. Follow the money. We're going to be back and talk briefly, very briefly, we're going to talk about a Michigan older man suing Michigan County. It's interesting why.
We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's Armadillo.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Go to Twitter and you can see my position that I assume as I do Radio Law Talk. Sometimes I just have to relax and kick back and enjoy Radio Law Talk. Because you know what? If I'm living in Michigan, Cal, doggone it, if I owe $8 or a little over $8... they're going to take my house. I'm worried about that. So if
I've lived in Michigan.
What happened is there's a man. Who, Denise, you know more about, or Todd, tell a little bit about this guy. What happened, Todd? Denise is busy tweeting out my picture, and this is. I'm not doing this as a fake. You know,
it's
thing.
A publicity stunt.
No, it's not. It's true. This is sometimes I just sit like this and do this show. Go ahead.
Sure. So in 2011, Yuri Raffaelli bought a 3-bedroom home, 1,500 square feet in Michigan, Oakland County, Michigan. That's a suburb of Detroit.
Yes.
And he bought it for $60,000. It was a fixer-upper. He fixed it up and then turned it and rented it out.
And that was a source of his income in retirement,
right? That was a source, a supplemental source of his retirement income, because Mr. Raffaelli is, in his 70s, 83. He's 83 now. He's in his 70s at the time. And apparently he made a mistake on how he calculated his property tax.
How dare him.
And this mistake, folks, look, we really all need to be careful about this because, I mean, this is a gateway crime, dang it. If
yes.
you are $8 delinquent on your property tax, well, the next thing you know, dogs and cats are going to be living together. It's mass hysteria.
$8.21, Todd. Get it right.
$8.21, my gosh. The audacity of this 70-some-odd-year-old man to have a clerical error on it. You know what? I say that speaking on behalf of
the
county.
He's probably a
Oakland,
drug dealer or something.
We had better go in and kick butt and take names, and since we already have his name, we're filing the lawsuit.
This is societal chaos you're talking about here, Todd. Oh, my
stars here.
I think the legislature in Michigan needs to make it very clear that there be a better process for senior citizens rather than them taking away your property, selling your property for an $8.41 debt, and then when they sell it, they sold it for $24,500.
So let's back up just a second here. If you are tax delinquent on your properties, as a general matter, after being given notices and stuff, they can come in and foreclose your home. It happens especially when you're thousands of dollars in arrears for taxes.
Multiple years, usually.
They can do that. They can seize your property if you don't pay the taxes. And that's what they did over $8.41.
That's what Oakland County did. And there's we don't really have the background of know what notice he was given, how much time he was given to pay it, and all of that. But I just think there should be something special that has to be done when you have a senior citizen.
He's in his 80s when they
yes,
took it.
Exactly. Yes. And they sold his property out from under him for $24,500. And they did not return the difference between the $24,500 and the $8.41 he owed. Which has to be a violation of the law. It just has to be.
Let's just think philosophically about the law here.
While you're ruminating on it, I have a question. Why didn't the tax assessor open up his stupid wallet and take a $10 bill and pay the bill? I mean, come on, man.
Call him and
because it's a racket. There has been over 100,000 homeowners that in the state of Michigan alone that lost their house to this predatory tax law.
Because when an identically situated house has unpaid taxes to the tune of $23,000 and you seize it and sell it for $24,500, you only make $1,500 on it. But when you seize a house that only has a tax liability of $8.41 and you sell it for $24,500, you make almost $24,500 on that house. But, Fred.
What this is about, you know, I truly think happens here, it's about a machine. I'm not saying that it's an actual machine, but people in the government acting as machines. Click, $8.50, $40, I don't care. Dunk. You know, taking the money.
I'm just following the law. I'm just following the law.
I'd like to say in California, there's another protection for people, and that is you have up to a year to retake back the property. So you can do, and I forget the legal term for that, but whenever your house is taken and foreclosed upon, non-judicially foreclosed upon, then what happens is that you have up to a year to get it back. There is no such law in Michigan.
In all fairness, Todd, in Michigan, in Detroit especially, there are so many abandoned houses. So I would imagine they have a very low tolerance for people not paying their taxes to a piece of property that's falling apart.
It could be. Look, this was a principle I learned probably in my first week as a deputy district attorney, and I learned this from the elected DA in the county that I was in back in January of 2005, and it's this. In any analysis there, it's a two-pronged analysis. Can we, and then should we? And the first thing you do is look to see if we can do something. Can we prosecute somebody? Do we have the elements there? And then the second one is, should we prosecute? Do we want to prosecute the woman who was caught stealing from a Walmart because she had no money and she wanted to feed her kids that night? No, you probably don't want to do that one. Okay, so here, yeah, can we? Yeah, you can go after the guy. Should we? No. And the point that I was going to make is we've covered other cases previously, like the change, for example, in the use of force laws in California, where law enforcement officers are not allowed to use force against a defendant if the crime for which they are seeking to arrest that person is a nonviolent crime to begin with. You can't arrest somebody for an infraction if jail time isn't even on the table for a proposed penalty for that individual. You can't violate somebody's probation and throw them into jail for longer than the term of incarceration is for purposes of that crime. And it's baffling to me why it is they could seize a home and sell it and keep $24,500 when the liability was less than $10 that he owed.
And
just
do
ridiculous.
So with a straight face.
Yeah.
This is akin to the Land Rover case.
It's
very similar because it is a forfeiture.
In Florida. That was a Florida case.
That was a Florida case. But they took his Land Rover, and he will never get it back, even though in the Court of Appeals and going on up, he won, ultimately. And it was determined to be an illegal penalty, I believe it was, and a forfeiture that was illegal. And it was against his constitutional rights.
Let's go over what that was.
And the only difference there was that was a criminal case, and it was invalidated because it violated the Eighth Amendment prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. This isn't criminal. This is
That's
civil.
Right.
And so it remains to be seen whether they are going, whether the same constitutional provisions apply. I just think it is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, the Land Rover case, it was a drug deal gone bad. I mean, he was fined $10,000 or $5,000, whatever. They took his Land Rover because he could seize property.
Yep.
They took almost $50,000 Land Rover, kept it, yet it was such a small little fine and in such a small case, and they felt that under the Eighth Amendment is basically, you know, excessive.
Now, if the Land Rover belonged to an 83-year-old guy, then people would be outraged. This is just so outrageous to me.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is there's eight or six other states that have the same type of a statute on forfeiture for taxes, for unpaid taxes on property.
Wow.
And, I mean, we're going to see this. This may go, I think this is going, well, it's going up to the Supreme Court of Michigan. So we're going to see what happens in the Supreme Court of Michigan. But I have a feeling that they're going to find a way to try to make this guy whole in some ways.
So.
At the very least, he's going to get the difference between $24,500 and the $8.41.
What's his name?
Yuri
Raphael. He's 83. URIRAFAELI. Let's all take care of Yuri Raphael.
And the Pacific Legal Foundation is helping him take this case up. He never could have afforded to do it himself. And it's a very complex legal issue, too. So I don't know. What is it called when you take somebody's home to make a...
eminent domain.
Thank you. That's exactly. It's so much like eminent domain when you just are
No, but eminent domain, you get paid the reasonable value of your property or whatever they take. So that's different. I mean, that's not even nearly as bad. Okay, eminent domain, but guess what? You're going to get paid top dollar for that piece of property they took. Here, they just took it and kept the money. That's the difference.
Eminent domain is forced sale. This is just outright theft.
Hey, join us third hour. We're going to talk about a lot of fun things, but most of all, case or no case. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Radio Law Talk will continue. Don't go away. Three, two, one.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888 888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.